Well, swimsuit season is just around the corner. The question is, are you ready, or will you be looking to find the best colored tent you can to get ready for a trip to the beach? Joining us with some tips on getting us in summer shape, Dr. Oz.
Well, good morning to y'all.
Good morning. Great to have you with us. Now, I bet you're going to tell us the key here is not to get out of shape in the first place.
I got to be realistic about this. It happens, and especially in the wintertime, you're sort of designed to put on a little bit extra weight. But when summer comes around, it's your opportunity with increased activity to shed it. So what you want to do is make it easy for yourself to lose the weight.
And what do you mean by making it easy?
Well, you got to automate your life to take away some of the temptations that are often there. I'll give you a classic example. You know, a lot of folks think they got to make the big decision at 10 o'clock at night when they go to the fridge and see what's in there.
Right.
That's not when you make a decision. You make a decision in the supermarket. Because when you stock the refrigerator, if you only put stuff in there that's going to help you, then you can't sabotage yourself when you're feeling down on life or you're mad at your spouse or whatever else is going on. It's especially for kids.
Now, what about the whole thing that we're so good for a couple of weeks and then little by little, you know what happens? It falls apart. How do we sustain it?
Well, the first mistake we often make is we beat ourselves up. Listen, think about dieting, which is not a wind sprint, it's a marathon. But think about it like you're driving in a car, right? If you miss your turn, you don't berate yourself. The GPS doesn't yell at you. You make an authorized U-turn. That's what the GPS says. You need to treat yourself the same way. And so when we make a mistake when we've been on a diet for 2 or 3 weeks, remember, there's a dozen redundant biological systems that force you to eat. There was never in our history a reason not to eat if you had food nearby. That's a modern phenomenon. So what you want to recognize is that like you can't hold your breath underwater, you can't diet forever. But what you can do is to change your lifestyle so you automatically make the right decisions. That's why the most important tip I ever give anyone who wants to go on a diet is figure out what your breakfast that you like is and your lunch that you like is, and then eat that same thing pretty much every day. Don't reinvent the wheel every day when you get up in the morning. The more you make decisions, the more chances there are for errors. Save your decision-making prowess for the evening when you go out and have friends with your and the like. But for breakfast, I mean, I have Greek yogurt, a 2% Fage yogurt with blueberries. I have that almost every morning. If I vary it up a little bit, maybe it's to have oatmeal with blueberries. But that way, I never have to think about it. I never make a mistake for breakfast. I get off on the right foot, and it's not because I'm smart. It's the only thing I have in my fridge when I get up, so I grab it and I eat it.
That's smart. A good point. That's a really good point.
Dr. Oz, a lot of folks are careful what they eat. They go to the gym regularly, but they just cannot shake the last 10 pounds they want to lose. How do you get your workout to perform better for you?
The big mistake people make with workouts is they make it mostly about aerobic exercise. Remember, there are three different things you want to do with your body. You want to break a sweat. That's good for your heart. You want to stay limber so you don't get hurt. That's stretching. But the third part, which we don't do, especially women don't do, is they got to build muscle mass. And the reason muscle mass is so critical is it prevents the frailty, which really is the number one cause of death in America. When we get frail, we get cancer or heart disease, we can't weather the storm. So if you look around the world, people live a long time. It's because they avoided that frailty. How? By doing vigorous exercise. Activity that forced them to lift weights. Now, if you lift weights, you not only burn calories while you're lifting them, you burn even more calories in between workouts. So if you do a 20-minute weight workout, I'm asking for a lot, a 20-minute workout a couple times a week, in between those workouts, you'll be burning calories too, and that those muscles that you build are metabolic furnaces. They chew through any calories you may overeat. So that's how you ultimately get rid of that last 10 pounds.
Let me ask you, just give me one thing that you splurge on when you just need to have one of those moments.
Well, my biggest weakness is barbecue. I mean, I just get, I can't stop myself. Short ribs and barbecue, and I'm not a paradigm of health there. But my usual weakness is chocolate-covered nuts. I don't know what it is. It's probably because I grew up eating them. But you put chocolate on nuts, I will go through, I'm not exaggerating, 1,000 calories and won't even look up from the table.
Wow. You seem so human. I love to hear that.
I've got more flaws than you can imagine. Just ask my wife. I mean, I'm full of them.
Well, you look terrific, and we'll follow your guidance here so we can too.
Well, thank you. Doctor. You know, the show that we're doing tomorrow is all about the 5 biggest body complaints, big thighs, big bottoms, big waist. And I try to walk you through some of the things I'm saying now a little less rapidly. Right. And also, I try to give tips, because if you do make a mistake, the biggest thing to recognize is there are often solutions out there. I'll give you an example, Chitosan, which is the exoskeleton of a marine animal. It's available in a powder form or pill form. It actually helps block the absorption of fat in your body. So if you eat something that's fatty, then you have a bailout, something to help you get out of the problem so you don't trip up and fall every time you make a mistake.
Well, that better work because it sounds disgusting. Dr. Oz, thanks. Great talking to you.
You take care. You stay well.
You too. Thanks a lot.